Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, a few years ago, my family and I, along with my in-laws, were coming back from St. Louis, and we stopped to eat at Lambert's in Springfield, home of the Throwed Rolls. Quite a crowd was gathered at the restaurant, so we were waiting outside for them to call our names along with everybody else. And out on the front porch area where you wait, there were two men who were really chatting up the people. Well, it turns out they weren't there to eat. They weren't waiting with their families. They weren't with a group. They were salesmen. Have you ever dealt with timeshare salesmen? Well, Branson is a very popular place for timeshares and condos. And so Lambert's is a great place to present the product you're trying to sell. But what these two guys didn't know was that Mary and Terry, my wife's parents, that they were from Branson. And so they knew all the sales pitches. And one of these guys made the mistake of trying to chat up my mother-in-law. Now keep in mind that we've just spent the week on vacation lugging kids around, so we were all pretty zapped and frustrated. So this guy goes into his spiel of, come listen to this presentation and we will give you this and we will give you that and we'll provide these show tickets for you. And what they lead with is all the stuff you can get if you will just come sit through this no-pressure sales presentation. You know, sometimes I feel like we sell the gospel that way. We try to sell people on the gospel and the importance of being in a church family, not with the gospel itself, but with all the secondary stuff. For instance, you got to come to our church. We have a great softball team that you could be a part of. You just might want to come sit through this presentation that we have on Sundays. Or, you got to come to our church. We have the best music around. You may have to sit through the presentation afterwards, but man, the music is worth it. Or, you got to come to our church. It's the most beautiful church building. You got to come to our church. Our pastor is so funny. You got to come to our church. We have small groups on Sunday nights where they feed you. You got to come to our church. We have fill in the blank. And it seems like we can easily forget that the most attractive element in a church is supposed to be the gospel itself. Why should people be attracted to your church? Because they see the power of the gospel transforming your life outside of the doors of the church. And when they do come there, they hear the message of the gospel proclaimed with clarity and conviction. Let me show you where I get this in our text today. Acts chapter 13, look with me at verses 32 and verse 38. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. And by him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. In those days, the synagogue tended to be the central hub of the Jewish social life. Every Jew was there on the Sabbath to get caught up on the week's news and happenings. They didn't have radio or 24-hour news coverage or Facebook. They had the synagogue. And it wasn't just Jews, but there were also Gentiles who had converted to Judaism and Gentiles who were just simply interested in what was going on. And when someone new came through town, the people were especially interested in what the new people might have to share. And there was sort of a novelty about new people. And so when Paul and Barnabas are given the opportunity to speak, after the formal reading of the Law and the Prophets, Paul preaches a sermon on the person and work of Jesus Christ. On the following Sabbath, the text tells us that almost the whole city gathered. Antioch Pisidia was largely Gentile. So now the synagogue was filled with Gentiles who had perhaps never set foot in the synagogue before. There was not an empty seat in the house. And why did all these people come? Was it the novelty of these two new men in town? What was the main attraction? Well, notice with me what Luke centers on. Acts chapter 13, verse 42. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And then in verse 44, the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. In verse 46, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. Verse 48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And then verse 49, and the word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region. I know that it sounds elementary and simplistic to say that the gospel must be the main attraction of our churches, but we cannot forget it or move past it. Think about that for a moment. What do you say to people when you try to invite them to your church? How do you try and attract them? I know there are a lot of reasons to come to your church, but the main feature of our churches must be the gospel and the reconciliation and the joy and the healing and the restoration it brings and the glory that God gets. So when you pray today, would you pray for Daisuke, Marcia, Nicholas, Noah, Nathan, and Sophia Okada, that they would keep the gospel in their main focus as our missionaries in Japan? And also pray for the African French broadcast in the target area of Western Africa.